wine center of America. And the boy, after I think 5 years, got sick and died. So here, poor Mr. had lost two sons in the United States, and his wife never did get here. By then, she was old, and she thought she came, she'd die too, I think. But
he never went back to see her?
Oh, yes. He went back twice. He went back two times to see her and stayed a month or something, and then came right back.
That's good, at least.
Yes.
Did he live to be an old man?
Yes, he lived to be, well, he was right old in those days. I think he was maybe 71 or 2 or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that was long enough ago that it was.
A lot of people didn't live much past middle age.
Oh, I know it. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But he was, you know, he was just he was the father figure for the colony. He was the medicine man, he was the postmaster, he was everything for several years, you know, when it was started. And he would even get on the train and go to Cincinnati to bring back provisions for the colony. But while they were building their houses and clearing the land, see, this was woods, and they had to clear land before they could even grow crops. They couldn't even grow gardens until they cleared off the trees.
Cincinnati seems like an awfully long way to go.
Well, see, Cincinnati was, well, that's the only place that he had a connection with, and see, he had lived there, had worked in a bookstore, and had saved his money, and he'd studied law while he was there, too. But there is where he had the connection, and that's where these people had come from, see. And so, yes, he went on the train to Cincinnati to get everything, bring back what they needed.
I suppose that the community named Berlin that's the next
that
one
was
on the road is
yes,
the same reason.
That was a little German, started with by some German families who were from near Berlin, Germany, and it was named. Then we have several other little villages, because, now that's another thing, Colonel Coleman didn't just settle everybody here. He settled them all out in the county, you see. He had 50 miles on either side of Coleman that he had the land to sell, and so he sold it to German families all over. And then pretty soon the Georgians came and in the covered wagons, and together, I thought that was very interesting. The Germans knew all about rotation of crops and care of orchards and that sort of thing. The Georgians came with the corn and cotton and potatoes, and they taught the German families how to grow the field crops, and the Germans taught them all these other care of and how to rotate their crops. The Georgians had planted cotton in the same field for hundreds of years, see. And that's
one reason they
came here, is because some of their land was just worn out in Germany, because Georgia. And then when they get here, well, the Germans had lived in a country that had had thousands of years of farming, but had kept the land up because of their rotation of crops and the type of fertilizing they did, and never destroying a leaf. They always turned it under for fertilizer, see? And but we had tell me about strawberries. We were the strawberry capital of the whole country for many years. But when the Second World War came, and there was so much labor to be done, and not enough people left to do it, well, many people just lost their strawberry crops because they couldn't. Everybody who was able-bodied had gone off to war work or gone off to fight, see. So now you just can't get that kind of labor, so. You don't have many strawberries anymore. We don't have them to ship anyway like we did in those earlier days. But we are very, very unique. Our history is.
There's
no history like
the German Foundation.
You know,
I never heard anything like that before.
Yes.
Being specifically planned that way.
Oh, yes,
everything working out so well. He must have been a very extraordinary man, very strong-minded man.
Oh, listen, he really was. And he left his stamp on just everything. Mm-hmm. Not only the streets and how the town was laid out, but also this hammering on the idea of diversification, you know, and balance of industry and farming, and growing the crops, having your gardens, and having, during the Depression years, Cullman County had, we were the last people, honey, in the United States, I think, to feel the Depression, because we were an agricultural county, and every family had his own cow and his own chickens, and so he could live, you see, in his own garden. He didn't have any money. Nobody had any money. Mm-hmm. But they were so self-sufficient, see?
Yeah.
That nobody was starving. Nobody was hungry. Mm-hmm. And everybody, a lot of people came back from cities who had gone off and farmed every little place. I'm anxious for you to see my book. Please tell me what you think about it when you do.
I will, sure.
Because that's all of this is what I have tried to put in. See, a little bit of the flavor, a little bit of the flavor of what Cullman was.